In Bali's resort district of Nusa Dua, finance ministers from G20 countries are preparing to discuss a troubling issue, the state of the global economy. Amid soaring food and energy costs, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wants Russia to be held accountable.
It's troubling to see how the war is contributing to higher energy costs, food insecurity, and hunger for the most vulnerable globally.
Yellen will use the meeting hosted by Indonesia to push for a designated price on Russian oil, aimed at pressuring Moscow to end its invasion.
It will also aid in maintaining the global supply of oil, helping put downward pressure on prices for consumers in America and globally.
The economic impact of the war in Ukraine has sent commodity prices soaring. People all over the world are battling with the rising cost of living, a result of high inflation. Supply chain disruptions have been aggravated by the war.
In the midst of a gloomy global economic outlook, Indonesia has stressed the need for unity. In the lead-up to these meetings, President Joko Widodo warned millions of lives are at stake if governments can't find solutions to the ongoing food crisis.
The UN Development Programme has found more than 70 million people have been plunged into poverty since the war began. Among those struggling is Jakarta-based small business owner Fitriani. She's been the sole breadwinner since her husband lost his job last year. Now ballooning expenses mean she's struggling to keep her laundry business open and her family fed.
Rising prices are making life so difficult. Everything keeps going up in price.
Analysts say low-income households have been hit particularly hard, first by the pandemic and now with mounting inflation.
This inflation can also push people who weren't in the poverty line not being able to afford some of their basic needs as well.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting a further downgrade in its next global economic forecast, a prediction that will no doubt be weighing on the minds of delegates at the G20 meeting. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Bali.